Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news front, an Aqua Power-led team sealed a tightly priced debt package to fund the 1.5 gigawatt Sudair solar PV project in mid-June. However, while the scheme marked the second lowest tariff in the world at the time of PPA signing, there were last-minute changes to the sponsor lineup. Over on the Essentials News front, financing details on the Nuremberg Schools PPP project that reached financial close late last month have emerged. Halaba Bank arranged a €63 million loan to the city of Nuremberg to finance the five-year construction of the school facilities. And Doreen Abasundra joined Siemens Bank's Singapore office as its new investment manager this month. Over in the commodity finance space, Squire Patton Boggs has appointed Ivan Chia as partner into the firm's corporate practice and commodities and shipping industry group. Australia's Mineral Resources has announced the sale of its 5.4% shareholding in Pilbara Minerals for $328 million. And Argentine Potash Mine PRC is opening a tender for investment banks to help find a partner to restart operations a decade after Brazil's Vale shelved the project when prices crashed for the crop nutrient and the firm clashed with the country's government over tax break. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, law firm Brian Cave Leighton Paisner has appointed experienced international trade attorney and Simon Russell Semmel as counsel. Trade credit insurer Euler Hermes has announced two changes in its regional management teams, and the EBRD and the EU are providing fresh funding to support the green transition of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises in Georgia. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.